Welcome to the Online Writing Insider, a podcast designed to give you an edge in the world of written online content. The Online Writing Insider is hosted by HubPages.com, an online writing community where everyday experts publish, share, and earn from their online articles. Hello, everyone, and welcome to this week's installment of the Online Writing Insider. I'm sitting next to Robin Edmondson today.
Hello.
How you doing?
I'm well, thank you.
And I'm Simone Smith, and today we're talking about a concept that I find to be particularly interesting. It's new to me, but it's also so obvious that I can't believe I didn't really think about it before, but it is the concept of
self-optimization.
Wow.
So tell us what that is, Simone. What's self-optimization?
Well, it's from the way that I understand it from y'all experts, because I'm not necessarily that experienced in all this, is that after a while, if you're writing online, you'll have a decent body of work. And because online you have a lot of really interesting analytics you can look at, giving you an example of how much traffic you're getting and how much you might be earning from the stuff you have online if you do have ads enabled. You can look at your most successful articles and analyze your most successful articles, ask yourself, why are these so popular? And then write more of that type of piece. Am I sort of on the mark?
Yeah, I think you're absolutely on the mark. Looking at those analytics, I think, is important.
Oh, yes.
Seeing if you have a high bounce rate on one hub, which means when somebody hits your hub, they go back and search on Google for
something else.
The same thing from somebody else. If you have a low bounce rate on a certain hub, you know that when people come to your hub, they're getting the information they need. So what did you provide in that hub that you didn't provide in your other hubs?
Right.
So looking at all of your statistics, seeing how you rank in Google for different keywords, all of those things, why are you doing well on some hubs and not others?
Yep.
So I know we all can go back and look at these statistics and make some changes. I know I can.
Yeah.
There's hubs I've written 5 years ago that I probably need to go back and look at and see.
Well, yeah.
If I can make them better and how to.
Yeah, I guess it goes both ways. You can see which ones perform pretty poorly and see if those have anything in common. Like, wow, I should stop writing about marmosets because apparently no one is searching for them. Or like, wow, everyone really loves videos of kittens. What's going on there? Should I explore it further? I think that it's smart. It does go both ways and you can really improve yourself through self-optimization. So I guess the whole self part is that you're just looking at your own body of work instead of general stuff, because everyone's always talking about search engine optimization, where you're kind of looking to, I don't know, configure your articles best for search engines. And when you're looking at keywords, you're kind of trying to optimize, things that you write about for what most people search for online. And the great thing about self-optimization is that it's more, in my opinion, genuine. You're really just going for what's very successful. And it's the same thing that good authors have been doing.
Absolutely.
Forever and ever, from the first epic poets who, you know, would maybe tell a story and folks were like, well, that was lame, or they would just walk away, or, you know, they'd tell another story and, wow, we want to hear more of that. And suddenly, like, a short poem would turn into an epic poem. It would turn into the Odyssey. I mean, you can see stuff like that. And it's by no means a new, weird practice. It's tried and true good writing behavior.
Absolutely.
So, Robin.
Yes.
If I want to optimize my work, but I've never done so before, where on earth do I start? Like, even if I don't even know what to look at in analytics or anything.
So, if you haven't signed up for Google Analytics, I would highly recommend you doing that. HubPages gives you some statistics. If you go to your My Account page, you can see your traffic over the last, you know, week, day, month, and year. You can look at your little blue arrows and see if anything is going up or down. And you can also go to each hub and see how you're doing. But if you go to Google Analytics, you get much more of a breakdown of your traffic.
Impressive.
Yes. And also, if you haven't signed up for your webmaster tools, that's also a great place.
I haven't done that either.
It gives you a ton of information.
Really?
And your bounce rate is one of those things that it gives you.
Ooh.
And a bunch, I mean, you could spend all day on there looking at your statistics. So in the Learning Center, we have guides on how to sign up for Google's Webmaster Tools and for Google Analytics. And I highly recommend you doing both of those things to really see what's going on with your traffic. And you can, if you, we also have in the Learning Center, it teaches you how to sign up for channels, which basically tracks each hub and how each hub is doing. So you can look at each hub individually and see how much money each hub is making, how much traffic each hub is getting.
Yeah, just on an article-by-article basis, what's performing best.
But you have to set up your channels in order to see that. So go to the Learning Center and look up Google Analytics and Webmaster Tools, and there's a ton of information in the Learning Center about how to do that.
So when you go to your analytics and you kind of look at the performance of your articles on Hub Pages, and you see a couple really high performing ones, what's your next step? Do you click over and look at them and try to figure out, like, oh, well, this one had a lot of videos in it, and it had maps and photos. Maybe I should do more of that. Or do you think, oh, well, this one was on grooming, you know, woodchucks. Should I write more about woodchucks because people seem to be really interested? Like, or do you look at people's comments on those?
I think I do all of the above.
Okay.
And mind you, sometimes things are just, you're just lucky.
Yeah.
Like, sometimes you get a hit hub that you had no clue was going to be a hit hub.
Huh.
And you just do really well. If you do have a hub, though, that's a hit hub, we recommend writing other hubs that are in that niche, and you can link them together, which is always a good idea
so
if you have more expertise.
So you're creating kind of a collection on a certain topic.
Yes.
That's very smart. So it's you just match up the format. You match up the a little bit of if there's a subject that seems to be very popular, and then just get comfortable with analytics, I guess.
Yeah.
It's hard for me to imagine, you know, Charles Dickens going into Webmaster Tools and being like, what? But at the same time, Robin, you know, even though it's hard for me to imagine that, he totally would. Because this guy was paid by the word for his pieces in magazines and stuff, and he became pretty verbose. In fact, I think it would be very easy to say that this guy self-optimized. So if this seems really foreign to you and it seems really weird and modern and too advanced, don't worry, it's actually not.
It's not.
It's something that people have been doing for a very, very long time. It's just with some different tools, and in fact, it's much easier now than it ever has been before. So I hope that you give it a try, and it's especially useful after you've completed maybe a writing marathon or a challenge, which we talked about in a recent podcast, because at that point you'll actually have a good sample of work to look at. Because if you have maybe 5 blog posts on a site, or you've only published, you know, 3 or 4 articles in a magazine, or, you know, 10 hubs, you're
it's
not really
to analyze.
Gonna be,
yes.
What would you say is a good number to start with? Maybe 50?
Probably. I mean, you probably still could analyze if you're starting to get traffic on some hubs with 30.
Yeah, that's true.
It depends how much traffic you're getting. That's a good marker.
And what's a significant amount of traffic?
Oh,
like, what's successful?
Gosh.
I think Paul Edmondson says, like, over 100 views a day.
Yeah,
is really
100 views a day is successful.
Okay.
That's a successful hub.
So that's what you're looking for.
Yeah.
If you really, really want to see something to optimize around, look for over 100 views a day. Well, good. I think that's a pretty good set of information. If you found this to be useful, or you have any other questions about self-optimization, send us an email about it. You can email us at podcast@hubpages.com. We're also actively taking requests for future podcasts, so if there's something else you'd like us to talk about, let us know as well by, again, emailing podcast@hubpages.com. Have fun writing, and don't forget to self-optimize!